Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time. Dig out the truth written between the lines. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
Joining us today for Her Story number 47 is museum professional Catherine Kane. Catherine has a BA in sociology from the University of Denver and an MA in anthropology from the University of Colorado. In Denver, she was the director of the Collection Services and Access Division at the Colorado Historical Society. Currently, she is the executive director of the Harriet Beecher Stowe Center in Hartford, Connecticut, which uses Stowe's story to inspire social justice and positive change. You can learn more about the center by visiting harrietbeecherstowe.org and following them on Facebook and Twitter at HB Stowe Center. And be sure to check out our fellow museum peer, Jamie Glavick, who shared Stowe's story in Her Story number 32. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
And which woman are you going to share with us today?
I am going to talk about Elizabeth I, Queen of England.
Well, please tell us a little bit about Queen Elizabeth I.
I think many people are familiar with Elizabeth. She's in some ways a popular culture character now, but her life was an amazing journey. She is the daughter of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn was Henry's second wife. He was trying to have a male heir, so of course, because in those days, and this just changed this year, so that the firstborn could in Britain in the 21st century can be the monarch. But in those days, the Tudor days, it was the first boy who had to be the heir. Henry had one daughter, and with Anne Boleyn, he had his second daughter, his second child, who became Elizabeth I after a long journey. But to be able to marry Anne Boleyn, Henry left the Catholic Church and insisted that his entire country go with him, which created generations of turmoil and helped shape Elizabeth's life. So Elizabeth is born to Anne Boleyn, and when Elizabeth is about two, just almost three, her mother is beheaded by Henry. He had fallen in love with somebody else, and by this time, he was pretty practiced at shedding his wives and was ready to move on to somebody else who had captured his attention. So Elizabeth was put aside after her mother was killed and grew up largely away from court, and watched her younger brother, Edward, become king, and then her older sister, Mary I, become queen. And then finally, at the age of 25, Elizabeth became Queen of England and reigned for 43 years. So I can go on and on about what happened during her reign, but I think that the big things from my point of view are that she unified Britain. So Henry, Edward, and Mary Tudor had torn the country apart in many ways. It was a fractious world, and Elizabeth, in her long and relatively stable reign, with her visionary leadership, brought the country together and built stability and stood up against the challenges of the warring world around her, not the least of which was Spain. She also stood up against the challenges in the country, not the least of which was the challenges of religion that Henry initiated when he moved away from the Pope and the Catholic Church. She made the national church the rule of her reign, but she didn't persecute people as long as they, on the face of it, participated in the public church, the Church of England. all of that, I think, stands next to what it must have been like for this young woman whose mother had been beheaded to move into the power of the throne and take on the opportunities of what, in essence, in those days was an absolute monarchy, and how she had to do that within the cloak of being a woman. So her nickname, of course, is the Virgin Queen.
And how has Queen Elizabeth inspired you in your own life?
It's hard for me to describe the circumstances of inspiration for me, because I guess in some ways Elizabeth I has been part of my life since before I remember. I was a girl, though I'm an American. I moved to Britain with my parents when I was 16 months old, so I lived there until I was 11. And so Elizabeth, of course, is part of British mythology and British history, and everywhere you go is Elizabeth I. So that, I'm sure, is part of the context and part of the reason that I am drawn to her. But then as an adult, when I began reading about her, and of course there's more literature than you can ever begin to read from popular culture through very serious and important biographies, when I began to understand what this lone woman had to do in the world in which she lived, how she wielded the power she had available, how she used the power not just of her purse and her person, but the power of symbol, how she went out among her people and used her charisma to draw people together in a time when people were fragmented. I think that's lessons for us all today. I also think it's inspirational that each age has taken Elizabeth I and in some ways made her their own, so that now there are these very popular TV series about the Tudors, which are based only in part on real life, and everybody's watching them and talking about them. And then there are Hilary Mandel's books about Henry VIII's court and his chancellor, Thomas Cromwell, which put you into that era and make you understand that the king or the queen with a flip of a finger could make things happen. And that the question of whether or not Elizabeth was a virgin queen is debated completely differently in our day than it was 50 years ago, when it was pretty accepted that she was a virgin queen. So I think all of that is fascinating, that she is so much still with us.
You know, Catherine, you bring up a really good point, and that is that Elizabeth is still with us. She has transcended time. She's become universal. And I think a lot of women would choose her as their inspirational woman in history. And I think a lot of women do, or a lot of people, have personal connections with her and have attachments to her and have, I guess, what you could call their favorite Elizabeth moment, their go-to whenever they're thinking about Elizabeth and her life. What is your favorite, if you have one, Elizabeth moment?
I suppose that sometimes I think about the day that Elizabeth learned she was queen. So she was shunted aside, sort of stuck out in the countryside where she had been living in a country house with a small group of retainers. And when the courtiers came from the royal court to tell her that her sister had died and that she was queen, that must have been an amazing day. I think she knew it was coming, but that she would take the mantle of queen. She is the daughter of the royal monarch Henry VIII, who has his own story, and the daughter of Anne Boleyn, his second wife, whom he beheaded when she was a toddler, and now she is the royal queen, and she has to seize that throne and seize it in her way, she does. And then she juggles all of the opportunities to marry. And by marrying, of course, she would have been divesting herself of her power, because it was inconceivable that a married woman would wield power as a queen. Her husband would have become king. So she managed to juggle all of that. And I think it's fascinating how she did it and how she fooled people. and that made them believe that she someday would marry, and then she never did. Good for her.
Well, I know this one is going to be a little tricky, but what would you recommend for people that they can do or should do to learn about Elizabeth?
Well, as we all know, there's so much about Elizabeth I available that it's impossible for me to pick one book or one thing. So I have three suggestions for people that they go to the internet, use their favorite search engine, and look for the 10 best books about Elizabeth I, and you get an amazing variety of opportunities of things to look at. I recommend that people look at portraits of Elizabeth and imagine the difference between how the woman herself might have looked and how she was portrayed in these portraits, different from when she is the young queen to the old, experienced queen. And then I particularly recommend, as a history and a historic site person, that any chance you get, people visit the places where Elizabeth lived, her various palaces and the palaces of her key courtiers, because there's nothing like being in the real place to get a sense of the real people.
Well, there you have it for Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth I. Catherine, thank you so much for sharing her story with us. To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
I'm here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made a difference with her life. She might not be known, but to only a few, her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten. Her story not forgotten.